Hello and welcome back to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends at
321 Ignition
Think Agri,
Dealership Toolkit, M1 Data and Analytics,
VinQ Fix Ops Marketing,
Don Brady Consulting, and Petrol Automotive Products. Let's brew!
Michelle McLean, she's been through a lot in her life, but she still seems to always overcome and find the bright side of things. You know, it's optimism. The cup is always half full. And I love that about her. And she's doing that with grace. She's doing that with one person at a time every single day, making sure she's sharing that. So let's get to the third question. Now, my third question for you, after all this you becoming the superstar that you are because you are just that as a person, as a human, and it translated into the car business extremely well for you. You took a chance on yourself because no one else was doing it for you because they were trying to take advantage of you. So you went ahead and understood what your value was. You took that advantage. You went out and you exploded to the point where they're calling back asking for you to come back and help them. You're like, not going to do it. Unless you fulfill your end of the bargain many times ago when we were supposed to have a fair deal.
And there's honor in that.
Right.
There's the opportunity for you to honor, you know, and let's make this right. You can't, nobody can say you didn't give them the opportunity.
I did.
I love it.
You gave them a chance, right? They should have just honored up to their side, right? But that is what's great. But during all this time, you know, we've talked about your growth. We've talked about where you've gone. I know you've had people that have influenced you, people that have been big mentors to you, people that have inspired you. You don't have to name just one. I understand it's a tough thing to do, especially because there's so many different seasons of life. But if you could think of somebody, who would that be?
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's nearly impossible to name just one. I'll name a couple of people because without them, I don't honestly know that I would be where I'm at. I definitely wouldn't have stepped into my own. I definitely wouldn't have had some of the opportunities that I was given. First and foremost, Lisa Copeland. You know, it's really funny. Lisa invited me to go to a conference and I had an obligation. I was supposed to be in a wedding, actually, the weekend it was happening. And I actually severed a friendship because I said yes to an opportunity, something I was not going to say yes to. And Lisa said, listen, I don't care what you have to do. She's like, you need to be at this event. And that single event, me walking into a ridiculously overpriced house,
right.
And I wasn't even supposed to be at, like, I hadn't paid to go and stay there. I, you know, that these were like private rooms, like villa type resorts. And I'm sitting with Bill Schomburg. I called Bill Schomburg up the day before and I'm like, hey, Bill, we've never met in person. Want to go to Florida with me? And Bill's like, sure, why not? So Bill meets me in South Carolina. We drive to Orlando. We're sitting down at an Applebee's to have dinner after driving all day. And Lisa Copeland calls and she goes, where are you? And I said, I'm sitting at dinner. Where are you? And she's like, well, I'm at these houses. She's like, you need to be here. And I said, Lisa, it's 45 minutes away. And I did not pay to be in those houses. Like, I came just to check this out. She's like, no, get your butt here now. So we go drive 45 miles in rush hour traffic, pull up to these houses. And I'll never forget that moment. It changed my life. I knocked on the door to that house where Lisa was at. And here comes Danelle Delgado down this, like, wow, really long corridor. And, you know, I had looked up to Danelle for a very long time. We'd never met.
Did, like, music in the background playing?
When she,
like,
did you wind like blowing her hair when she's walking in, like?
Yeah, right. I mean, right. And she comes and she's like,
she's
running
awesome
towards me. And she gives me this big hug and she's like, welcome. And I'm like, oh my God, you're Danelle Delgado. And I come and I walk down this long corridor. And mind you, Bill Schomburg's with me. He's the only male, right? This is somebody I had just met, good friend, great mentor, spiritual advisor to me. And we go walking down this long corridor. And I turn the corner and here's this long table. And at this long table are people like Lisa Copeland and Carrie Wise and some of the most incredible automotive, like, influencers and women in the world. Glenn Lundy was there, I believe. And as I turn the corner, this whole table of women stands up and they give me a round of applause. Wow. And in that moment, I can't even explain to you, like, what happened. And I remember going up to Lisa and just bawling my eyes out and going, what is this for? And she says, because you earned it. And I said, but I don't know what I did. And she said, you're just you, and we love you, and you deserve a seat at this table. And I cried for hours that night. Like, I remember walking outside with Bill and going, I don't get it. Here I am. I'm like a hat, hoodie. All these women are like dressed to the nines from Nordstrom. And, you know, I didn't feel like I belonged. And I don't know, that single moment, it began this like trajectory shift in me. And it's crazy because less than a month after that happened, I was on a live with Danelle. And Danelle Delgado gifted me a ticket to the Morris Growth Con in New Jersey where she was speaking. And I showed up there. And that night after that conference, I get a text message from Frank Lopes' wife, Andrea. And she said, I heard you're in town. You're not too far from us. Why don't you come over for dinner? And I'm like, okay. So I go and I show up at Frank Lopes' house. And I'll never forget that night. We're sitting around. It's me and Frank and Anthony Alagona and his wife. And we're sitting around Frank's dinner table. And everyone leaves except me and Frank. And we're standing in the kitchen. We're drinking wine. And Frank goes, do you want the truth? Do you want some raw and some real about why your business isn't succeeding? And I said, I don't know. You're Frank Lopes. I've heard you speak. And for a solid hour and a half, Frank Lopes just shot it, like, as raw and as real, tore my business model apart, tore my business name apart, tore my process apart. You're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. This is why you need to change this. You need to change that. And I'm going, are you kidding me? I've spent the last 3 years trying to build this brand. And he goes, nope, we're going to scrap all of it. You're scrapping all of it, and you're going to assume a new name, a new brand, a new identity. And I went, like, I freaked out. And about 2 weeks later, I finally embraced it. And I said, okay, Frank, you've made a whole lot more money than I have. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, and I'm terrified, but I'm going to listen to you. And I did. And out of that, Retention Masters was born. I changed my process. I changed our product offerings. I completely shifted and pivoted where we were originally doing nothing but like a follow-up type of a thing for dealers after the sale. So I started getting clients that were more focused on brand strategy and trying to retain business from that aspect, building relationships, connections, things like that. And I have no idea where everything changed. I really don't. Damien Boudreau, another great human being, Ali Rita, one of my best friends on the planet. I don't know where I would be, you know, without some of these people. Brian Benstock. One of my dearest friends, mentors, my co-host on Breakfast with Champions, Glenn Lendy, Scott Simons, Liza Borges. These are all people who are in my inner circle, very, very dear friends of mine. And each one of them has taken a car girl who knew nothing and turned her into somebody. And I'm forever grateful.
Wow. I'm going to tell you something. You know, there's that saying, and it's something that I hear all the time, and everyone's heard it before, and we all – Some of us believe it and some of us don't. And I believe it 100%. Your network is your net worth.
100%.
100%. Who you surround yourself with is who you become. So love that. You have yourself around some amazing people, but here's the deal. They're around you too. So keep that in mind. They see value and they know that. It lifts them up to be around you.
One connection. Like truly, you are one connection away from your best life. Like I preach that day in and day out, one person, one connection, like never discount people. Like just because somebody is not walking on your same path or there's somebody maybe you aspire to be like, and you don't think that you could ever connect with that person, like just reach out, just be yourself, be a good human being, add value, do something for that person without expecting anything in return. And I promise you, like everything that you put out into the universe, it will come back to you tenfold. Like
100%. I love that. And it's happening. And this is just the beginning, my friend. This is just the beginning, my friend. We have so much to see and so much to grow. So keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. And I love that. And inspiration all day long. The people that you named in my heart are people that I absolutely love. And I see them and I, you know, they put out a path of light. And that path of light is so much easier to walk down than a dark path. So, and you're one of them. You're putting light out there for all of us to walk down and be able to see where we're going so we could feel safe and we could know that this is the right way to go. In this business, needs to change. This business needs people like you, like us, like Glenn Lundy, like Lee's, like every one of those people you named. You dropped so many names, Brian. I mean, you could keep going.
I need to say Robin Wilson too. Like, oh, Robin my God. Wilson has been.
Thank you. Epic AF, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I love some Rob. How can you not? You know, Robin is somebody
she's
that
the I reason I that I'm on the Women in Automotive board now. I mean, she now. Just kept pumping into me, and she's like, "You, we need you, we need." And I'm like, "Robin, I don't have time." She's like, "Well, we were gonna make it." So
there's so many names. I mean, if we sat here, we can literally name names all night long. I get that, and you're right. It's amazing that you have people like that in your life. But once again, they have you also. So value, we all bring value, and you keep growing and you keep going, but you have to just put the work in and love. So Lou, I'm going to pass the mic to you.
At the moment, everybody that's brewing with us has the opportunity to have you still pour into their cup and give them a little bit more insight on where it is that you come from. Some of the things that they can take with them to energize their life. We all know how incredible you are. But the main thing is that the incredibleness that is you spills over into others. And we want to go ahead and hit that cup a little bit and see what spills out inside of this next question. So, Miss,
that was good.
Queen of so Clubhouse, what has it been that has been the hardest lesson that you have had to learn? The biggest hit on the chin, lump on the noggin, whatever that you have had during this basic ascent to this mountain that you're flying and climbing up. What has been the biggest and or toughest lesson you've had to learn in this pursuit?
Don't chase the money. Ooh. I think that was probably my biggest downfall. When I first decided to launch my company, everything for me was about like sitting down with an accountant and coming up with figures and projections, and this is how much money you have to make to pay your bills, and this is what you have to do. Everything for me, I don't want to say that it was all financially driven, but when I initially set out, I mean, I was setting out that I had to somehow replace a six-figure income. So I had two little ones at home. I mean, it wasn't like I had like a big nest egg, right? I mean, I had a little bit in the bank to survive and live off of and pay my bills for a few months. But at the end of the day, it was like you have to go from zero to action. So for me, that first probably year and a half, I'm like completely in the red. And I'm going, I have to make money. I have to make money. I have to make money. This isn't working. That's not working. I'm not making money. I'm not making money. And Damien Boudreau called me up one day, and he had me do this like I am exercise. And if you know anything about Damien Boudreau, he's very outside of the box. He's Ali Reid's coach. And I'm like, well, he's responsible for a lot of Ali Reid's success. I should probably listen to what this man has to say.
Right.
And I will never forget. He probably for a good hour or two, like sat on the phone with me and he goes, Michelle, stop worrying about where the money is coming from. And you do what you are passionate about. And I kept saying, I said, but I probably said, but at least 100 times, like, but. But the day after that, I did that I am exercise, and what he encouraged me to do, he had me write down 50 I am affirmations, only adjectives, at my best. Like, who is Michelle at her best? Trying to pull out of me like what I truly enjoyed doing. And what I discovered through that process was that I truly loved connecting other people and seeing other people grow. And I loved creative. I was great when it came to like branding and design, and people would reach out to me. And I mean, I wasn't branding myself as a brander or a designer or a strategist or anything, but people would call and they would ask and they would run ideas off of me about their brands. And I go, this needs to change or that needs to change, you know, because I'd become the expert since talking to Frank Lopes, right? And, but, you know, that's where my passion lied. And I was really scared to kind of pivot because I'm like, but Damien, I've got this great 3-year process for every dealer, and every dealer in the country needs to be paying me to do this, 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 and this. And Damien goes, but are they? I said, no. And that week, I just said, you know what? I'm throwing out all of the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. I'm throwing out chasing that dollar bill. I don't care where the money comes from. I am going to do what I love to do, which is to help people. And at the end of the day, if I help enough people, then it's going to come back to me. And I believed that. And when I stopped chasing the money came. Like, I didn't ever worry. I never went without paying a mortgage payment or a car payment. I stopped thinking about it. And the less that I thought about where the money was coming from, the more business organically came to me. And that was it. Don't chase the money. Chase the passion. Chase whatever it is, whatever drives you, do that thing. Because when you're walking in your purpose and you're truly passionate about what you do, the money will come as a byproduct of that. Help people, period. That's it.
Wow. That's...
You are so wonderful.
That's definitely going to be a clip that's going to be seen a lot of times just as itself, because car guys, car gals, and all you solutionaries out there understand that this is the premise of what a person that seeks solutions is looking for. They're not looking for dollars. Eventually, if the problem is so simple that it could be fixed by a check, it's really not that big of a problem, okay? So the thing is people are designed to solve problems. The very word of God tells us not to worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going Amen. To eat, or give our thought to these things. If he can take care of the lilies in the field, if he can make sure that the bird has the food that it needs to and it has the place to sleep, then why don't you think that he can handle those little things? You are designed to gain wealth. We are designed to gain wealth. We have been given the power to gain wealth. And the key is remembering that the biggest part of being rich is inside of your relationships. And the relationship being the rich part of your life, that's where you truly begin to find wealth.
Right.
Resources find their way to where people are. Okay. It eventually, like you just said, the money's going to chase you. When you're finding people and when you're making sure that, hey, I just need a connection piece, which is just dollars and cents to make it here, but we have a mission that needs to get done.
Right.
The money's going to find its way there, but somebody needs to be completing that mission. You know what I mean? A lot of people can write a check. It's different people that truly find solutions, and you're doing that. And that's something that we honor, but that is something that people have to get deeply rooted in their heart. That's not because fear can get in there, and then you act differently when you're fearful, right? You act differently when you forget that you're loved enough for that mortgage to be paid, the food to be on the table, your kids are loved enough, and all the resources that needs to be handled for that to get taken care of will be.
Faith will set you free, my friend.
That's right.
It is.
And that's what you can do when you know your purpose, when you know what you're supposed to do. I love that Damien made sure to poke you inside of that spot to make sure that you were coming to the day with your true purpose, not your response to the storm, right? Your peace brought to whatever the problem is starts bringing solutions. Those solutions start bringing the resource. And it's awesome how that happens. I honor it. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, like worrying about money does not work. Nothing like that. Anything, worrying about anything doesn't work. You know, you have to focus on solutions, not the problem. You know, we talk about that a lot. We don't like to percolate problems. We do a lot of car guy analogies and stuff with the coffee stuff. You know, we're like, well, percolate problems. Don't percolate problems. You know, we want to brew solutions, right? And when you're brewing solutions, you're that's the way to go. It's just like when you're selling something, you're not selling anything. You're just you're solving a problem for somebody. Whether it be finding financing on a loan, finding the right vehicle that fits their budget, whether, you know, or for you, helping a dealer be able to have more retention, right? So I love it. And, you know, it's a special thing. It's a problem that you're fixing for somebody. And when you can do that and make it easy and simple and enjoyable, it's a beautiful thing. And you do all those things. And, you know, so having those types of people and having those types of, errors happen, having somebody sit down with you and being able to tell you, hey, you know, you need to do it this way, like Frank Lopes and, you know, and Damien and all these people that you have that you can lean on. But at the same time, I know that in a heartbeat, if they leaned on you, you're going to give them the best advice that you have, and you're going to give it with all your heart and soul. And that's what everybody does. It's a partnership.
That's what it's about. You know, I learned a long time ago that no amount of anxiety that we have about the future and no amount of regret that we have about the past can change the present. And you have to live in the present. You have to walk in the present. You have to connect in the present. And, you know, at the end of the day, like anybody who knows me, my hashtag is We Rise Together. And it's We Rise Together for a reason. people know, influencer or otherwise, I don't care if you're the janitor or the CEO, like, if you need me, if you just need somebody to pour into you, if you need an ear, like, whatever it is, I will literally drop what I'm doing. Now, I can't do that all the time. I mean, there's people now that you know, they'll try and call through Instagram or Facebook and that, you know, and it's like, you know, but, you know, if we put something on my schedule, like, reach out. Like, I am the first person to be like, hey, do you need something? If I can help, I will. And it makes all the difference.
You schedule your life. Every minute and every moment counts nowadays, you know, and like you said, you live in that moment. So you're going to take care of that moment. So whatever you have scheduled for your life, that's what your focus is giving. You know, you're going to give it your full 100%. This is what I'm doing at this time. I'm going to make sure it's the best that I can make it, right? And that's how we live. Don't worry about, because you never know what tomorrow brings. And yesterday doesn't matter anymore. It's over, right? So live in that moment. You're so on the money. See what I mean, folks? This is why you need to be here tonight to listen to all these amazing, they call it a clubhouse, nuggets, gems, whatever you want to call it. They're out of this world, amazing.
Connecting cosmic philosophies. I mean, literally connecting philosophies and
roasted beans she's dropping here.
I mean, it's really some good stuff.
I can't see it, but your roasted beans are actually up on my shelf. I have a Keurig. I'm waiting for my coffee grinder to get here now.
Okay. You're good. Okay. Well, yeah. You have the rawest, realest of the beans, and I'm excited for you to get the chance to grind those out.
Me too.
It is a goal of ours to get to those K-cups. So car guys and car gals and all you solutionaries out there, soon enough, we are going to be at the level.
That will happen.
Have the K-cups going inside.
That will happen.
That is another next level futuristic type thing that will be similar to this out of this world experience. That's going to be the return of the masterminds that is going to be happening. When, Fred?
Oh, in August. I love it. August 4th through the 6th in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Come on now. You better be there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. So make sure you guys don't miss out on that. Get your tickets. Go to their website. It's going to be a blast. We get to host on the 5th. We're going to actually MC the whole event that day. What? Yeah, we're doing it. We're getting up in the heezy. So, and also don't forget, we're going to be a digital dealer.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Are you going to be a digital dealer?
So I am planning on going to Digital Dealer. It's like a 90% thing right now because I just moved from South Carolina to Colorado. Oh. I live in a town of 680 people and I know two. And I have two pitbulls. I rescue, my pitties are real life. So I'm trying to find a pitty sitter at the moment. And it's a little difficult. So if I can find somebody to keep the pups, for that week, yes, I'm going to be there for sure.
Well, we really hope that you're able to be there.
Me too.
A historic event for the
everybody I know is going to be there. And
I think everybody is going to be there. Like the first in-person event, so everyone's let's go. So we'll be there. We have a booth with. I'm excited about it. Yeah, it's neat because the whole team that we put together, the quote is funny because it's really close to what you have here. It's we're better together. And we're going to be there with some amazing, amazing people. You know, the Dealership Toolkit, I love them, with Liz Martin and Richard DeLancey. Them two are some special people that have really brought us in in their hearts and allowed us to be who we want, helping us currently come up with trying to come up with a new process that Lou and I are trying to put out there in the market. And they're helping us develop it right now. And we're excited. They're great people. And we're excited to come out there and have a good time emceeing, bringing up speakers, talking to them, getting things going, doing the Forgive, Focus, Fly. So hopefully you're there so we can,
love to be. I'm trying my best.
It's going to be happening. Car Guy Conga Line. It's going to be out there. You're
going to
need to be on.
Well, if you're going to Conga Line, I can't miss that.
Lou's the master he's a master DJ when it comes to like all the line dances. There's songs that come. I'm like, I don't even know that one, man. Never even seen it. He's out there doing it. Hey,
it doesn't matter, man. Let's do it this way. Just make up a move.
You know, a little known fact that very few people know about me. I actually used to DJ. My dad DJs.
What? Like
it's in my blood. There's some pictures of me with turntables from a few years ago. And,
Don't know that. This is where you were with me, this cool level, right? It just went like this.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's so hard.
I've been DJing on the side since I was a little kid.
Wow. And, we're going to have to put that.
Pictures of me being like four, and I'm with my dad, and my dad's doing an event or something. He's an engineer by trade. He works for GE. But yeah, he DJs on the side, and he passed that on to me. So
seriously, that just made you that much cooler. I'm so excited about that.
I mean, a lot of people for real. Do that. I'll send you guys some pics. It's kind of
now we're going to have we're putting that out as a promo.
Invitation. You're doing this right here live.
I am not for hire. I do not have time to DJ your event. Just
no, I can imagine.
Not
right now.
If you do see Miss Michelle McLean over at the Digital Dealer event, we are going to give her the opportunity to go ahead and spin a couple tracks if she would like. She does not have to get her own booth for that. Folks, we will set it up for her just to have a good time and spin it up. But, no, but seriously, that's
we got
awesome.
DJ Queen, yeah, we got the clubhouse.
Yeah. Oh man. That's, okay. So yeah.
Tomorrow, my Instagram box is going to be like, I have this event. Can Michelle DJ?
Yes, yeah, dude, you already know it.
Exactly.
You already
know yes.
it. And I you love it.
Why not, right? That would be such a blast.
I'll call my dad up and be like, Dad, can you vlog all the equipment? Like, oh, yeah.
That's awesome. My sister runs a DJ company right now. She does she tours Long Island doing different karaokes in different areas. So
Long Island.
It's close to my heart. This last weekend for my niece, I actually was brought back out had to dust off some of the moves and some of the actual MCing to get that entire party going. I ended up DJing the entire wedding reception and just making sure that it was still a great, great party. And which is good anyway, because, you know, if you have a whack DJ, I am the first one to be like, oh, come on, man. Come on, this guy, we need to get this together. Excuse
see,
me.
My dad
give me the mic.
Give me the mic. School, like, he literally still uses, like, brick and mortar turntables, and my dad's vinyl
coming in with crates.
Insane. My dad's vinyl collection would blow you away. I bet he's got probably 50,000, like, no joke.
Wow.
50,000 LPs and 45s.
Oh my god.
I hear I'm a virtual DJ. It's just like, mixing blurred, and my dad's like setting it all up with his turntables.
He's like, it doesn't sound as good as this, young lady.
Nope.
Watch out.
Let me tell you something.
Nope. My dad is so cool too. Like he made, I moved to Colorado, he actually made me the very first ever one of his own MP3s. He put like 300 songs on it, but he's always been about vinyl, or he'll put it on cassette because he thinks that the sound quality of a CD is garbage. So for him to put all these songs, and he made it the exact distance from when I left his house in Cincinnati, I came to visit to Colorado, and I had an MP3 of
That's
all of my dad's DJ quality music.
Oh, dude. He just made sure that you put a room for him when he gets older in the house.
He will be here next month. My mom is coming June 1st. So that's what I've been working on, getting my guest rooms together.
Well, congratulations on all that. And that's such a cool way to send you off on a trip across country to your new home.
And thank you for the idea.
That's when you left Cincinnati, right?
Well, I lived in South Carolina, but on my way up, I stopped in Cincinnati on my way to Colorado.
I remember those posts. I actually remember when you posted about that MP3. Yeah, and about those. Yeah, that is a really class act. Way to go, Dad.
My dad's
a good dad. Good dads out there.
It does. Good dads out there teaching daughter how to DJ, getting her inspired, and then making sure she has music, because music is a soundtrack of life.
Music is life.
It is.
I cannot live without music.
It brings back memories and thoughts and feelings. You know, how can you not smile or even cry? Who cares? And the cries are actually beautiful tears sometimes. You just like sit there, you get so emotional. Music can bring all that out inside you, every emotion imaginable. So, yeah. Man, you got me all pumped up wanting me to.
I mean, I'm in a different idea world now. we got a DJ surprise action. We can bust into
already?
The show. We're about at question number five.
Question five.
I'm living this DJ
goodness.
Talk right now,
man.
But anyway,
DJ,
thank you.
Well, DJ Lane, as you got named down here by James. So the question I'm going to ask you for number five. Obviously, we've been through a lot of things already. We've been through your journey, and it's been an amazing journey. You know, you've shared some really deep stuff, and tragedy to success to sharing and helping one person a day, right? And to making that your goal and to making that your mission, you have grown even more. You surrounded yourself with people that help you become who you want to be. They encourage you. They put that light inside you that was already, they seen already what was inside you. You just need have the courage to let it out. And you did. Now you're letting it out. You are queen of Clubhouse, crushing it, CEO of her own company. I mean, come on. I mean, how amazing is that in a short amount of time, in a really grand
under
scheme of things?
Years old.
It didn't seem short.
Right. And it doesn't, because you put in a lot of work, because you burn the candle at both ends. I know that feeling. Lou and I both are on that same mission. We understand. So this is why we love hearing your story. It encourages me to go like, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing. Right. So we've gone through all this. We've heard these. We've heard your tragedies and in everything. And you've come back and you are the light. You are literally a lighthouse in the middle of a sea where there's rocks everywhere and they need guidance. You are that person. And I appreciate that. Now, through all that, what has been your greatest reward from all the work that you've put together and all the stuff that you've seen? What has been your greatest reward?
Watching other people succeed. Yes. I mean, truly, when you can inspire somebody, or when you get a direct message or a text message from someone that says, because of you, I didn't give up today. You know, a few months back, I actually got I got a Facebook message from somebody that said, I was sitting in my bathroom with a gun in my mouth and I heard you on Clubhouse. And that's a lot of weight. That's a lot of responsibility to have on your shoulders, because I think a lot of times in life we go through the paces and we don't realize who we're impacting. We don't realize who's watching. So for me, like, the greatest accomplishment for me is watching someone else rise, watching somebody go from their lowest of lows to their highest of highs, watching somebody reach out, you know, and saying, you offered me an opportunity or a kind word, or you picked up the phone, or you were just there. And because of something that you did, my life is different now. And for me, that's the greatest reward. It's not about me. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have, you know, bills to pay and all of that. But for me, it's about the change. It's about making a difference. It's about helping somebody else walk in their purpose. It's about somebody looking at my journey or everything that I've been through and saying, if she can do it, I can do it too. That's it. Period.
Yes, we can. And yes, you can. And once again, this journey has just begun. This is just the beginning of Michelle McLean, Queen of Clubhouse. I got a feeling you're going to be the queen of something else before it's all said and done. Multiple things.
Follow up for this.
My favorite part are follow-ups, because we're starting to get – our show's been around long enough to where we're doing follow-ups with people now, year marks and all that type of stuff. So a year from now, 5 years from now, when we keep doing these follow-ups with Miss Michelle, I cannot wait to see where you go. Cannot wait to keep sharing your journey. I cannot wait to keep hearing of the successes. But also, as we are doing that in between, we're going to see the people that you have touched have successes. You're going to see the people that you've touched, the legacy that you're leaving on this planet with for everybody. And like you said, it's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's not about none of that. It's about touching as many people as we can and sharing our journey so that they can see that it is possible. And you do. You make things possible for people. But you're doing it with so much grace. You make it seem easy, girl. But I do know when you hear the story, you do. Because you do it with such pride every single day. You're so consistent. And I love that word, consistent. It's an important word to me. And you are the definition. When you look it up in the dictionary, there you are. I see you every single day. I see what you're doing. And I see how much work you put in. So thank you.
You keep showing up. Things change.
Darn right.
Right. I'm going to join my friend James Bernard and give you a whole bunch of hand claps, because that is exactly why we turn our light on every day, is to be able to have the honor of joining our light with other incredible people like you that are raising up the torches that we've been given. We only have so long that this light's going to flicker, folks. And she is finding a way to make sure that everybody that she comes in contact with, one at a time, is understanding, or has it at least turned on? Has that light flicked on real quick, whether it's from a kind word, whether it's from just doing good business, or it's holding people accountable, if it's telling people what it is that they need to hear, not what they want to hear, if it's honoring a contract, if it's making sure that she chooses her friends wisely, along with choosing her friends wisely, along with choosing the people that she does business with wisely. She does all of these things leading with love. And that's how we build these relationships that make the revenue become something that sometimes is irrelevant, right? Now it's not even a count of how many dollars we have. It's how much more can we do for other people? If somebody's suffering, how can we put our resources to work to make sure that the suffering stops for whoever it is? So that if somebody is out there and is so lost that they're willing to take their own life, I'm going to be committed to at least be where I'm supposed to be, say what's on my heart, share my gift, that somebody might be able to drink from a cup that I didn't even know I poured into. And then you can literally save a life just by fully expressing yours. And that's something that, again, we don't chase titles and we don't chase dollars. We call you the queen, but you are an incredible soul that is trying to love people. And that's
just a vessel. It is all God. It's not me. I am nothing but a humble servant that wears an invisible crown to try and help other people. Oh. Frank Lopes gave me that title. And I it was hard for me to even accept it. It's great, I guess, for a hashtag, but by no means, I'm just the vessel. Everything you see in my life is the
great brand for Clubhouse.
It's not me.
It's a great brand for Clubhouse, and you definitely don't make it feel that way. And I know that you're putting all the glory too, right? You're not doing that. You're doing it for that glory. You're right. That's why you're putting that out there. You have to have people be aware of who you are. If you want to share that message, people have to find you. And that's the key. The key is it's not to hide what you have. It's to give it out in abundance. This way you can get back in abundance. And you do that. And you're going to keep talking. I just love this.
And that's what he's doing. He's
so awesome.
So inside of that, Michelle, because I am definitely always on the side of making sure that we highlight the one that loves us, right? And that we give him all the glory for it. But that's what we're designed to do. The word says that we are made to be lights, and you don't take a light and hide it under a basket. You put it onto a lampstand so that it can share that light with everyone else. And the good thing is that there's people like Frank Lopes, and there's people like Ali Reda, and there's people like Damien. There's so many people that are those people that are stewarding the lampstands, and they're making sure to pull people to those lampstands. Notice, you have a light. I need to help get you onto that stand. You have a light. I need to get you. And that's something that the Clubhouse platform has done so well, is allowed people that want to find a way to receive light and share light, get the opportunity to emit light. And it's all in sound. It's incredible. Right. And what's amazing is that that's harnessing a whole other superpower for you that some people wouldn't get the chance to see unless they were doing business with you. Because we're busy business people too, right? There's a lot of business happening, right? And so this platform gives the opportunity for people to consume what it is that's inside of your heart and actually put it into practice, where normally they wouldn't have that access, right? And I absolutely love that you give the glory to God for it and understand you're only really operating fully in your capacity because you've understood the love that he has for you. And that no matter whether things go your way or not, that doesn't change his mind, right?
He's just left the 99 to find the one.
That's what I do. Throw my headphones up in here. You're about to make me fling my microphone or something. I can't drop a mic because it's stuck on this thing, right? But that was huge. He left the 99 for the one. That's exactly right.
That's what I do every day. That's all I can do. God has given me a heart for people, and if I can do and walk in his steps and find one, that's it.
He led by example, and you lead by example. And what's beautiful is we all get these examples from amazing people. Just be a human being and treat everybody right. That's what all this comes down to. She became a great salesperson just off of that one notion. Be good to people, one person at a time. I love that. You're awesome. You're the best. Man, there's so much great stuff. Share everybody. How can they get a hold of you? What's the best thing? When should they listen to you? What's going on? Tell everybody what's up.
So you can pretty much reach me anywhere on social media. I'm kind of all over social media. You can DM me. You can email me at info@theretentionmasters.com. You can check me out on Clubhouse. I do moderate Breakfast with Champions Monday through Saturday. Mondays and Fridays from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have my own segment with Brian Benstock, and we go over 7 life or business tips on Mondays and Fridays. I do Wednesday with Automotive Giants with Robin Wilson, Wendy Reeves, and some other awesome human beings. That's hosted by Women in Automotive. And then I also am the co-founder of Pandemic of Positivity. I do those Wednesday nights at, let's see, 8 p.m. I'm trying to do the math, 8 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Fridays at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I do have my own networking room. Fantastic human beings are in there. People like Lisette Goal, Elizabeth Lyons, Brian Benstock, Michael Cirillo pops in from time to time, Natalie Phillips. Ooh. Like, it's a conglomerate of just amazing humans. And that is called How to Build a Network That Wins. My latest project is Connection Masters. I'm launching that and getting ready to launch my Find Your Tribe Mastermind, teaching people the art of connecting with other humans. So
you are a master of that. You need to share that to everybody. The whole world needs to know how Michelle's been doing what she's doing. I want to drink some of that Kool-Aid. You know what I mean? So, no, definitely. Awesome stuff. Way to keep growing. You see this? She's knocking current goals down, putting in little goals, adding big goals, and she's making it all happen all at once. It's like, hey, look, this is what this hand's doing. Don't pay attention to this one. Magic. You know,
believe me, there's some days I'm like, I don't even know how I got through this day.
It feels like it was magic also. Yeah, but you did it, and that's how you keep showing people it's possible. You know, that's the thing. You know, it is. Everything is possible if you put work towards it. Faith without works is dead. So keep putting work every day. You can't say you're doing something if you're not really doing it. So don't expect results without doing work. So, man, I love that. I love what you're doing. I love your goals. I loved, like I said, every year it's going to be something even bigger and better and one person at a time. And every year it's 365, at least 365 more people. You know what I mean? So huge, 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 huge. And what a night.
An incredible group. I'm so thankful that we had the opportunity.
And did you hear that schedule, though? I mean, yeah, seriously.
That's a serious,
did you hear her schedule?
Commitment to keeping a conversation.
That doesn't include regularly scheduled client business.
This is just hearing her on social media, folks.
This is Clubhouse.
Yeah, I love it. And you're
with full energy.
And you
like
wonder,
it's the only one. Like, every one she does is the coffee. Only one she does. Exactly.
This is my breakfast with champions.
Coffee. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, she literally, you know, took massive action here, folks.
Yes.
Truly, when she took the name Queen of Clubhouse, she didn't take it with like, oh, I'm just the queen. She took it like, I'm going to be a responsibility now. I am that person, so I'm going to be that person. And that is so crucial. Thank you. Thank you for being my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been super awesome to spend this evening with you guys.
We appreciate you. I know you got to get some rest. You have a big, long week of amazing shows and people to help and bless one person at a time. So keep growing, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We rise together.
That's right, we do every single day.
Guys and car gals, you know what to do. You make sure that you share this around. You absolutely blow up Michelle with all kinds of love and encouragement.
Yes.
What it is that she
let
has
her know
inside of this.
Put hearts in there
tonight.
For it.
Thank you so much for being with us, Michelle. If there's anything that I can say, it's really with all of my heart. Fred and I want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For blessing us with something to upshift and uplift ourselves. You really dropped some real serious wisdom, and we are grateful for it. And we are going to live our lives better now because we've been sipping on the solutions that you're pouring out.
No doubt.
Thank you so much for that. Car guys, I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Ferlin Arts, the subprime hero.
Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with Michelle
McClain.
Thank you so much for being with us. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a great night, everybody.
Woo.
Peace.
We love you all.
Peace.
Thank you so much.
Peace.
We're still saying goodbye.